Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The National Weather Service has declared a winter storm warning that stretches from New Mexico to Maine and is breaking records all along the way. Texas, not accustomed to such bitter cold and ice, is dealing with nearly 2.8 million power outages. And Tennessee is bracing for its first big snowfall of the season, as Emily Siner of member station WPLN reports.
The National Weather Service is projecting 4 to 8 inches of snow and sleet around Memphis, with temperatures lingering in the teens and single digits for the next few days. Some areas around Nashville could see similar levels of snowfall. Others are expected to see less snow, but sheets of ice that could damage trees and make travel particularly perilous. Already, the roads have caused major wrecks. Over the weekend, authorities reported a 21-vehicle crash in Nashville with about a dozen people injured. And the city has activated an emergency overflow shelter for people without housing. By Monday night, snow could be falling from Memphis on the western side of the state all the way nearly to Knoxville in the east. For NPR News, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.
Arctic air is gripping the central third of the nation. Hibbing, Chisholm, Minnesota has reported a record minus 38 degrees. Scientists are collecting more information about the coronavirus variant first identified in Britain and now spreading across the U.S. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffins reports the data now suggest it's likely to be more deadly than the original.
The variant known as B.1.1.7 has now spread to dozens of countries, including the U.S. A new analysis from a U.K. government advisory group finds that it is, quote, likely that the variant causes more hospitalizations and deaths than the original coronavirus. A recent CDC analysis predicted that B.1.1.7 will become the predominant variant in the U.S. by March.
President Biden is pushing Congress to quickly pass a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Democrats are now hammering out the specifics.
Democrats say they're hoping to have the next relief bill on President Biden's desk by mid-March. Biden's proposal would include up to $1,400 in additional direct payments and an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits. The bill could also include a provision that would raise the nation's minimum wage to $15 per hour, a clause that's generated enormous pushback from congressional Republicans and some moderate Democrats who argue the wage hike should not be included in the next bill. Senate Democrats are moving ahead with a budget process known as reconciliation, which would allow them to pass the Biden legislation without the support of Republicans. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. A new report finds that the number of people forced to flee their homes in Middle Eastern and North African countries is now unprecedented. It's more than tripled to nearly 12.5 million people, a decade after the Arab Spring protests. Lisa Schlein has details.
The report says foreign intervention is the main reason for the spike in displacement. Monitoring expert Vicente Anzalini says displacement in the region peaked in 2015 when Russia intervened in the conflict in Syria and Saudi Arabia got involved in Yemen's civil war.
Another factor that really increased displacement across this region was the war against the Islamic State and then a counteroffensive led by governments and by the U.S. and by Russia really intensified these conflicts.
The report says the world's highest displacement crisis is in Syria, where an estimated 6.5 million people have been forced to flee their homes. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Police in India have arrested a 22-year-old activist for circulating a document on social media that supports protesting farmers. Disha Ravi shared the document with Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who then tweeted her support. Police say Ravi is defaming India. She's facing charges of sedition. For months, tens of thousands of Indian farmers have been protesting new laws that deregulate agriculture. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR.